Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Mystic Records Radio. And today we have a special guest in the studio, Philip Raves.
Well, hello, Candace. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. You sure have been real busy. I see you have a record coming out with Symbol 6.
Yeah. It's a record called Dirty Land. I think it's actually out today, or at least the release party is tonight. In Los Angeles.
Sure. And where's that going to be at?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I'm not in Los Angeles, so I'm not really following. But I can look at my phone here in a second and look at the, if I can find the link to it.
So tell us about the record.
It's called Dirty Land. It's a new record. I think we started recording it a couple of years ago. Recorded it in my studio that was in downtown L.A. called Downtown Sound. I did all the recording, and then pretty much I moved back to Los Angeles, back to Olympia, and with my wife, and we have a studio in our home here, and I finished doing the mixing up here. This corresponding
other
email
Morgan.
And stuff with the band in Washington, Olympia, Washington.
Oh, Washington. Oh, okay.
Yeah, Washington State, Olympia, Washington. And I'm really, really proud of this record. It's pretty amazing sounding, I think. Everyone that's heard it is pretty.
And what was the label you put that out on?
That's coming out on Jailhouse Records.
Okay, yeah, Jailhouse Records. I see a ticket for the party here with the Rick Agnew Band. Symbol 6 tonight at, oh no, wait, this one says Saturday, June 7th. Well, it must be a private party tonight, right?
I don't know, actually. Maybe I'm mistaken. I don't know.
I think
that might be.
Well, where can people find this
maybe
great new
week.
Record?
Oh, you know what? It's next week at the 5-Star. I'm mistaken. It's not today. It's next week.
Okay, yes, I do see the ticket for
it. It is in record
Symbol
stores
6.
Today,
what's that?
It is in record stores today.
Oh, okay. Well, the party is Saturday, June 7th at the 5-Star Bar in Los Angeles, California. And this is presented by Jailhouse Records and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Presents Rock and Roll Mad Hatter Record Release Party, Dirty Land, with Symbol 6, and they're going to be playing live, and the Rick Agnew Band, Barrio Tigger, A Pretty Mess.
Yeah.
So it sounds like
a
lot
great
of
show.
Good
I love
fun.
I love all those bands. Yeah. It should be a great show. I love all those bands. They're all really great bands. It should be real fun. I would go,
yeah,
but I'm not in town, so.
Right, right, yeah. You're just a little flight away.
Yeah.
Well, you know, last week we were all in Las Vegas at Punk Rock Bowling, and the Grim played, and I got some really good footage of the Grim playing. And I have
cool.
a track here from the Grim, Bald Chicks in Bondage. Talk about, we have this afternoon in about 4 hours at the Copacabana Bar and Grill, the one and only Decry, 1982 old school punk rock. And this is at 7826 Broadway, Lemon Grove, California. Get on down to see Decry. You won't miss a trick. So there's also a couple other good things going on. If you're in Italy and Palermo, don't forget those Dirty Bad Blood Boys. They're going to be on one of the next new Mystic compilation records. let me see. There's a really good, of course, Gilman Street in Berkeley's always got good stuff. They've got Guantanamo Dog Pile today. And anyway, get on out there and make sure you support the bands and have a good time. So we're back in the studio with Philip Raves, the one and only Philco of Mystic Records. So tell us a little bit about your journey with Mystic Records.
Ah, yeah. Well, started many, many years ago in Los Angeles. I was living downtown at a loft at Fifth and Wall. And before I had even met Doug, I was working as an intern at different studios, and there was a cat named Black Randy who had a label called Danger House Records. You know Randy?
Maybe. Candace? It sounds familiar.
Yeah. Well, he had a label called Danger House, and he invited over a band who wanted to produce for the label called The Mentors. And so they came over, and they had a discussion on the roof, and I was there. And Randy was telling them he wanted to record the record and stuff. And what ended up happening is he couldn't really do anything with them for several months, and they didn't really want to wait that long. So I talked to the band, and I talked to El Duce, and I kind of stole them away, I guess, a little. And I went and produced the Mentors record, the Trash Bag EP, as it was turned out being called. And that's one of the projects I walked into Mystic with when I first had met, went to meet Doug. I walked in with that record under my arm, and he liked it, and so that kind of started a relationship that's lasted to this day. Doug is one of my dearest friends, always has been, always will be.
He's a great guy, and, it's amazing that he came through that terrible accident and has recovered, and he's up and at him, ready to go.
Yeah. Yeah, that's amazing, especially, it's weird, because to me, he kind of looks the same as he did 35
doesn't
odd
he?
Years ago.
He does.
It's like
does.
He doesn't age. He doesn't look like him. Any older than he did to me back then. It's the strangest thing.
I know. It's fantastic.
Looks almost the same. Yeah.
I like that picture I took of him, photograph of him in the pool swimming. He put it on his Facebook page as his cover photo. And it's like, there's Doug Moody. He never ages.
It's weird. He's like the, what's that guy's name? That's the New Year, he's like Dorian Gray of punk rock.
All right, well, I have another track
guys. More to the point, the Dick Clark of punk rock.
Oh, Dick Clark of punk rock, yeah.
Right.
Well, he actually knew Dick Clark, too. They did some projects together.
He knew everybody, it's amazing.
Right. Okay, I have another track here from the Ramones.
She has to
thank you for coming on the show. We're just about out of time.
You are quite welcome. Happy to be here.
Yes, and I look forward to working with you soon.
Yeah, yeah, we got a lot of projects.
Yes, we do.
Here.
Yes, we do. We all got to get together and get on it.
All
right, well, we're out of time, folks. Thanks for joining in, and we'll see you next time. And don't forget to party or go home. See you next week. Bye, Phil.
Bye. Bye, Candace.